Hey y'all, Antoinette here, and I am inviting you. Hey y'all, Antoinette here, and I am inviting you to take a bite out of summer with HelloFresh. From chef-curated seasonal recipes to their very new Fresh and Fit summer menu, HelloFresh brings flavor right to your door. And if you're looking to eat well this summer, HelloFresh's menu features calorie-smart and protein-smart lunch and dinner options. HelloFresh makes it easy to reach your food goals with flavor recipes that will definitely leave you feeling satisfied. Also, HelloFresh gets that you want options when it comes to what to make for dinner, not just the same old tired thing all the time. That's why they offer 40 recipes to choose from. Did you get that? 40 recipes to choose from every single week. So you'll never get bored and you can always find something new to try and love. Listen, it's peak time for summer produce, and HelloFresh makes sure you get all of the best picks all season long. Their ingredients travel from the farm to your door in less than 7 days for a quality you can taste. I recently made the Gouda Vibes burger with tomato, onion, jam, and potato wedges, and I must say, this was one of the best burgers I have ever had. It was absolutely delicious. All of the ingredients were fresh, they were quality, and they were bursting with flavor. So what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/ATWCurls50 and use code ATWCurls50 for 50% off plus free shipping. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/ATWCurls50 and use code ATWCurls50 for 50% off plus free shipping.
Hey y'all. Oh my God.
It's your girl Shanti.
And it's Antoinette.
And you are listening to Around the Way Curls. We are two Philly bred best friends who strive to produce content that is authentic, unapologetic, and exalting of the magic we see in ourselves and in you.
Join us as we oscillate between love and light and money and dicks. Because duality is a thing.
Yizzo!
I'm so happy. You did it with me.
I did. Is that the first time I've ever done that?
I think so. Like, at the same time.
Wow.
At the same time. It's in tandem at the same time, or in tandem is one right after the other.
After this. One after the other.
I have anxiety. Can you check and make sure you see the volume thing on the Zoom going up and down? That this is recording appropriately. Testing, testing, testing.
Yeah.
You talking yours, you see.
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay.
I saw it.
Hello, everyone. Shanti and I are here.
We're together.
Together.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Took COVID tests. Got to love up on each other. I really need the outline. I can't do this. I'm like, what do I say? Yeah, I would like to apologize right away because I have not nourished myself. It's like 10 o'clock at night and we're just recording on a weekday. I still got to go all the way back to Plymouth meeting, so we're going to be eating during this episode. Forgive us, but it is what it is. Shanti did eat. She's just a savage.
I'm eating more.
Why are you doing that?
Because it's delicious food.
Wow.
Chow.
Gluttony. You got updates, sis?
Antoinette has been in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania for...
Why the state?
Because you're not technically in Philadelphia, and I don't like people that live in Pennsylvania and live 25 minutes from Philadelphia.
My mom lives
and talk
there.
About I'm from Philadelphia. No, you're not. You're from Conshohocken.
I'm not okay? from Conshohocken. Don't ever say that again.
Well, you're not staying in Philadelphia, respectively. You're staying in Conshohocken.
I'm staying in Plymouth Meeting.
Whatever.
Which is a little further
even
than
further.
Conshohocken.
It's from Philly. So, but I had the pleasure of going with Antoinette to look for some homes. She's in the process of trying to buy a house. And I'm just really proud of the way that you set yourself up for success.
Really?
Yeah, you spent years, you know, I think
slumming.
For, Not slumming. I never thought you were slumming. You really put a lot of love and attention into the house that you live in now and did the best that you can with it, and now you've really outgrown it. But just in the way that you've been saving and trying to be financially prepared for whatever life has for you, which not a lot of people can say for themselves. So I'm very proud of you, and I do think that when you find the house, you're going to know it. You're going to know it.
I'm going to know it. I thought that house in Germantown was the house. So sad.
But baby, driving around with you in Philadelphia and seeing how these white people are gentrifying these areas is depressing. Astounding.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, why don't black people do what white people did in the 50s? Like, they would paint nigger on their house. Everybody saw Lovecraft Country. They were putting firebombs on your yard. Like, you knew you weren't welcome there. And black folks just be like, what up, Sarah? What up, Abigail? Welcome to North Philadelphia.
So you went to incite a race war.
I'm not trying to incite a race war, but there's no, like, protection or ownership over... I mean, mind you, it's the hood and, like... The conditions aren't necessarily set for folks to be as proud of their neighborhoods as white folks, but we're also not going to lie and act like white people don't be getting shit popping. Your grandma's house was $80,000, stuck at $80,000 for like until 25 years, and then Rachel moves in, and that shit's like $285,000. So it is so tricky. It's complicated.
But I will say, I want to push back a little bit on... the idea that people don't have pride. Like, there's one house that I'm looking at. I'm hoping that this basement doesn't have a leak because I like it. But, like, that block, it's in North Philly, a.k.a. Brewery Town now. But whatever the fuck that means. But that block, they care about their block. And there's signs on the block. So, like, you can have...
The block you went up before did not look careful.
No, baby, that was not it. That was Dover Street. That was the ghetto.
Some don't look care for.
What in the...
We ain't gonna act like everybody neighborhood be care for. They don't.
But there are a lot of poor people in the world that have a lot of pride in their homes. There's people that have dirt floors and they sweep out in front of their house.
I'm not over in general. I'm not... Maybe I'm overgeneralizing, but...
But I know what you're saying, because then you go into an area and you're like, oh, how many white... Oh, white person, white when person, Asian person. It's like, oh, the value is going to go up. And that is so... That's something that I'm grappling with.
But there's
with,
not
that
even
I feel
any protective, like... Yeah. And I think there are. You know, I'm speaking out of place again. I actually know a lot of people...
pushing back against...
Christina, one of which is who has, like, a gentrification coalition in Kensington. So it's, you know, holding folks accountable and being very present to who's moving in and how they are pushing other people out. So I'm going to shut the fuck up. But I do think that historically white people are like, you don't belong here, the Johnsons. And black people don't necessarily have those same... notion or like organized ways in which they are telling people you're not welcome here. And maybe because black people ain't built to be fucking hating
or if
people
you're
like that.
If you do come here, you need to respect the space.
Well, in Brooklyn, I think some parts in Brooklyn have tried to do that.
It doesn't work.
I don't know. These white people are...
It doesn't work. Because I'm going to get priced out of Brooklyn soon.
They are fucking
out of Bed-Stuy
viruses. I just come in and take over.
I think there's one last thing. I think it's amazing how comfortable white folks are moving into black neighborhoods.
Like, well, entitlement is their birthright. What you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, they feel comfortable doing everything.
Because I went and scoped the house out around, like, 12 o'clock in the morning. It was mad white people just walking alone in the middle of North Philly. And I'm like, yo, like...
You're not safe here.
I'm going to be like, Sarah, go and get inside. Sarah was out with headphones on chilling because it was warm. Just walking around. I'm like, wow. Anyway.
I may be going away for a week.
To prison.
No. No, we're showing no. No. But, yeah, I'm going to take a little break. I may be going away. I haven't figured out. I think we may go to...
Who's we?
my artsy boy and I may go to the West Coast.
Oh, shit.
But it hasn't been decided. Jade's there.
Also, I'm going to send you some money.
Oh, because are edibles, it's legal in L.A.?
Yeah, girl. In California.
Oh, California. Right. I'm not up with the marijuana rules and things.
Marijuana.
I don't be smoking weed like you potheads.
I don't smoke weed. I really don't.
But it's going to be an exciting break, so.
We might not have a podcast next week, but we may if I can find, if these realtors are available. We'll see.
And I finished the Biggie documentary yesterday, okay? And I don't know why us as a new generation are not invested in finding out who killed Big and who killed Pac. Now, this documentary is the most...
riveting.
It's not riveting. It's
That's your word.
That's my word. It's so well done. It just shows all of the influences that created Biggie and how beloved he was and how fragile and almost, it really shocked me because I was really interested in seeing like who was Biggie for real, for real. He's a Gemini number one because all of the best rappers in history are Geminis. So
Jay-Z is not a Gemini. Watch him all. Continue.
I wouldn't say he's the best, one of the best rappers.
Jay-Z's not one of the best rappers in the world.
Yeah, he is. But okay, he's the one outlier. He's probably one of the only outliers.
Okay.
Anyway.
What's Black Thought? Anyway, we digress.
Black Thought is a Libra.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that nigga be spitting too.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, maybe that's not true. Well, a lot of them are. Biggie, Kendrick. Kendrick's the most important to me, so that's why I said that. Anyway. This tender man, I don't know if they showed, I just feel for these black men that didn't have the space to like ache, you know, to like really, really ache. They just had to be hard. They had to be these shells of themselves, whatever a thug nigga is, whatever a street nigga is, whatever a king of New York is. Mm-hmm. It goes into how Tupac, very lightly, but they go into, and they I don't know what Biggie was doing or what happened, but it kind of alludes that Tupac was on one, that Tupac was escalating things and accusing Biggie of doing shit that he ain't never do, and that Biggie was just kind of like side-blinded, like, wait, what? You think I did what?
Side-blinded.
Blindsided.
After I heard it, was like, wait. He was side blinded. That's amazing.
I didn't skip a beat either. I'll just be making up words. He wasn't expecting that shit. And he was just like, oh, this is going to settle down. Like, this is going to pass. Like, this nigga wilding. Like, whatever. Tupac gets killed and Biggie gets killed. And then Biggie did not kill Tupac. Suge Knight killed Tupac. But then Biggie died because they thought that he killed Tupac. He didn't need to die. And who killed these men?
Puffy.
Puffy?
I think Puffy killed everybody.
No.
Puffy is responsible.
No.
For our generation and happiness, but also killing them.
Puffy did not kill Tupac. Suge Knight killed Tupac.
I agree. I also don't understand why people say that Puffy killed Big, because Big was like a commodity for him. He was an asset.
He was his cash cow.
I know.
No, but I take Puffy that back. Wouldn't have killed him. They were... I feel like, and again, that's why I need to go deep. I think we should all be really invested in discovering and uncovering this major
crime
moments in hip hop history.
In history, in American history.
In American history.
Fuck hip hop. American history.
These two men were 24 years old.
Yeah.
Anyways. I'm really invested, and I kind of side with Biggie these days. I'm kind of upset.
You also
with
watched a Biggie documentary, it's going to put Biggie in the best light. I understand,
but Tupac feel like he's a little aggy too. Like he was ready, like he was a little irrational.
I can see that.
How you doing?
Did you just belch in the mic?
No, it was internal belch where I keep everything. Everything is inside.
I feel that we may hear that. what I got going on, child? This screen couldn't be more cracked with this.
It's irrelevant.
This Android, and it's
just
about to die.
Just hurry up before it's about to die.
I'm being a true Libra, and I am being indecisive, and I don't usually think I'm indecisive.
I don't think you're being indecisive.
Right? I'm not. Okay, I'm not. Mm-mm. But I'm just going back and forth. I am being a little crazy. I keep writing a budget for this house and thinking it's going to change. Like, the more times you add up these numbers, it's the math stays the same, unless you budget differently. So I don't know what I'm doing. I just saw the house that I like again. The fact that I'm even talking about moving to Philly is kind of crazy because I was not on that tip. But things have just gotten to a point. I think COVID and being isolated in my current circumstance has given me a lot of clarity. Mm-hmm. I think that my parents are aging and there's certain needs that they have mm-hmm. that I'm very aware of. Lots of different things. And then I came home and it just felt so good to be around y'all. And Philly doesn't look like, you know, it doesn't feel like the way it felt when I would come home and visit sometimes. And I also want an asset. My priorities are changing. She just left. My priorities are changing. And I want something where I'm going to make money off of my, off of where I, you know, I want an asset. Me putting this rent into New York is just silly at this point. And I finally have a job where they are supporting me working remotely indefinitely. So that's all good things. I've been under a lot of stress when it comes. You gonna finish that chicken cheese steak now.
Not right now.
But you gonna finish it eventually. You're not gonna throw it away, right? That's sinful to be throwing that food. That's a good part because that's the part that's all mushy.
You ain't going to stop.
That's the cheesy part. I'm sorry. Anyway, I just saw you put that to the side like you ain't even finished the wings.
I ate already, girl. I told you. I'm actually pushing myself to the limit.
If I could show y'all what these wings look like. Anyway, I am under a lot of stress. Buying a house is stressful. I thought it was going to be such a breeze.
No, everyone knows that. And you're doing a great job and you're figuring this out.
I'm also crying at the drop of a dime. Everything is making me cry. I watched a video of this bird and this bird was hurt. And when I tell you I wept last night,
Is it a parrot in New York or something like that?
No, it was just like, I don't even know why that was on, but that was what came across YouTube. And I was like, oh my God. And they were nursing this bird back to health.
I love that.
And it was beautiful. And I just wept. I just cried my eyes out. And I don't even know why that's in my algorithm.
You have a soul.
Right. Thank you.
It's proof of soul. It touches you.
Touches me deeply, though.
Yes, it's God right there. You got to say thank God. Say thank you, God.
I also cried on the phone with my boss today.
Oh.
And she was like, Antonia.
Pull it together, bitch.
No, she was just saying that she supported me and she was giving me feedback on my performances.
Oh, did you tell her about the house?
Yeah. Ooh. No, not the house. Oh. I just told her about me having reasons that I need to come back here. And she was like, she just is so caring. And I found myself choking up and I said, I want you to know, you know, that I'm dedicated to this place. Like, I really enjoy this place. I know I'm going to learn a lot. And I couldn't imagine trying to have this conversation at my last job. And I really appreciate feeling supported. And I just started to cry.
That's wonderful.
And she was like, Antonia, if you need to take the day off. I think she thought I was, like, having a personal breakdown. But anyway.
You're just getting cracked open.
I'm cracking.
Shout out to all those cracking open.
Let's
talk about this hair, bitch.
Oh, my God. If you are on Patreon, you will see how my hair is looking like kind of fluffy because it's second day hair. Shanti was against gel.
Oh, God.
I have been against bonnets.
It's not against.
Or thinking that we're above it.
Yeah, thinking, I don't need a lot of gel.
Oh, I don't need that. I don't need a bonnet. I just have a silk pillowcase. My hair's thin.
Biracial privilege.
And it's really
insanity.
Deep. It's really deep. And I was like,
Privilege. It's superiority. You don't name it. It's not privilege.
Well, what's privilege? Superiority, right?
Privilege is that you
The context we're using it, it's like a superiority.
It's superiority. You think that you think you're better than getting jail. You think you're better than putting.
I didn't think I was better than jail. I knew. Look, Shanti. First of all, you are bald head, small head. You do not need this big ass bonnet.
Let me see. Put it on and show the people, Chef Boyardee. Your hair needs never going that. Back.
So the thing about it is,
you need to do the episode, the entire episode with that bonnet on to recondition your conditioner.
So the thing about it is, I look like I'm a line cook. The thing about it is, seriously, I had an event that attended an event. Shout out to Renee Blewett. Brunch with Eden, or Brunch by Eden, one of them, Eden's hair, whatever. And so it was really...
You put some fucking respect on that sponsor brunch's name.
I'm like, what the fuck? Was it brunch with or brunch something? So basically, I had this virtual brunch, very nice. And they shipped this nice box of stuff, like tea. I'm going to do a post eventually shouting all these people out, but... There was a bonnet in there, and my skin has been breaking out. And I was like, I need to wash my pillowcase. But my mom's washer was on the fritz, so it was drying. I hand washed it. I was like, oh, I guess I could use the bonnet. Child, this bonnet is a superior bonnet. It's this is not an ad. This is, what was it called? Something by
it's Day. Not meant for you to endorse.
D-A-Y-E. But this bonnet has a drawstring. Here, so you can tighten it and loosen. If you a big head, you can loosen it. If you a small head, bald head, and it doesn't tighten where it hurts, and it's big like this, so it's not gonna like mess your hair up.
Yeah, girl.
I put it in a little top knot, took it down, and said, "What the?"
And look at it.
What have I been doing?
So trying to look like Chef Boy. Listen.
I was chefing it up, and it's like a leopard bonnet, so it's not that bad. But I have this thing about going to bed in a bonnet. It just looks. So,
but you're going to
matronly,
sleep,
Libra just looks like
self.
I know. I'm like, I can't do that.
You don't want your part. You don't want your partner to wake up.
I don't
up,
want
you like that.
Me to wake up and roll over and be like,
what you think?
I just look like an old woman right now.
If you're not getting answering your FaceTime calls with a bonnet on, what are you doing?
No, I answer my FaceTime calls, honey. I find the right light, the right angle. I'm like, I am a true Libra when it comes to dating. I'm like, I will decline it and then call you right back when I get.
But when you call the girls, it's five of us. Three out of the five have some type of head wrap on.
And every time I'm like, oh, girl, look at your crown. Every time. When Jasmine answers that phone with that bonnet, I'm always like, child, I hate it. I hate them.
You biracial bitches ain't shit, okay? Get on the level.
I'm trying to. Yeah.
We ain't shit. And stop denying and not being honest about the ways in which you feel that you're superior.
Wow.
Get over your fucking self. Put a bonnet on. Put some fucking gel on.
Girl, you don't be wearing bonnets. You just be going to...
This is my fucking
but
bonnet.
But you don't wear
son.
You just started wearing this.
Because I just found one.
Well, I'm just saying, I know, at least I got silk pillowcases. Shanti was
yes,
going...
Yes, I do.
You were raw dogging pillows before. It was cotton on your hair.
That was many... No, listen. Child. Internet, I used... When I had longer hair, when my hair was short, no, I didn't. But now that I'm growing it out,
your hair
I did.
Has been short for like 5 years.
No, I'm talking about short. My hair's growing out now. Have
oh,
you
I'm
seen
sorry.
It
your hair is long. I apologize, queen. Next, Shanti and
that's
I.
That's another superiority thing. Woo! Not as long down my shoulder. See?
That's not what I said. See? You make fun of your hair being short. Your hair looks great
my
right
hair
now.
Is about to.
Listen, I'm here for your hair to be whatever you want it to be. Because when you feel good about your hair, boo-boo, you be posting. Get us all the followers.
Chill out. This hair.
Shanti and I basically had marriage counseling.
We should go again.
We need to go again. How do you think it went?
I think it went well.
I think so, too. And I was really... Shout out to...
Chris motherfucking Talley.
Chris Talley.
This is not a paid endorsement, but I endorse Chris Talley for all of your business needs. Are you trying to start a business? Do you not know what the word business means? Are you in the middle of the business? Have you owned a business for 15 years and you want to end your business, branch something out? Wherever you are in your stages, you need to have your hand held and be led by Chris Talley. He is emotionally intelligent equally, he is equally as emotionally intelligent as he is to his business savvy. Mm-hmm. And he gonna help you.
Yeah.
And I love you, Chris. And CPT.
Damn. Consulting.
I'm about to say CPT counseling. That's not his name.
It was basically that for us. We were like, I feel. I was like, I'm not saying that that's what it is. I'm saying that's what I feel, how I feel. He was like, Shanti, how do you feel? I feel defensive in this moment. I heard you about to cry, too. I was like, oh, shit. If she cries, I'm going to cry.
I always be about to cry.
But we made it through. We made it through 3 hours of marriage counseling. And I think we're better for it. Roles are defined. I think that we've put some things to bed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that we should just buy this house together.
Girl,
you date Rashid on a side. It's fine. Yep. I will help raise JoJo. I'll go to the other person's house. I won't be bringing no strange men in the crib.
Oh, men can't come to the house.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, in some places in China, that's what we do. You raise the kids. The men come through to spend the
no,
night.
No, the men can't come to the house because JoJo's there. They come to visit. There. I would go to the raggedy person man's house.
Oh,
I can't bring raggedy men around JoJo.
But why would you assume that you're going to be with a raggedy person?
It's just my track record. I know. So, no. I can't do that to her. She don't need to see what's happening over here.
That's a whole other episode, but just to keep thinking through these possibilities. Like, why can't we all live together?
Rashid!
What's wrong with this commune and this farm?
Rashid know that I'm trying. I'm gonna be like, look.
Rashid's with the shit when it comes to communes and stuff and farms.
Rashid can't live with us though. I can't be watching y'all blue love in front of me sad. It's me, you, JoJo. And then he can visit because he's steady.
He's reputable.
Yeah, he's steady. He's I like steady. Him. But he can't sleep over all the time.
He wouldn't sleep over.
Oh, okay.
Until
that's fine.
JoJo's about 15.
I think it's ridiculous that JoJo that he doesn't sleep JoJo's over here.
JoJo's gonna be like,
Mommy, I know that you are with.
That's only what horses do, right?
Why would she be thinking about horse sex?
My mom says to teach kids about sex, you should watch National Geographic. Because I saw them lions fucking when I was little. And I was
lions
like,
fucking is so whack.
I was like,
I saw them in person doing it at a safari, and it's so corny. Them women are like, they are so. The lionesses are over. The lionesses are me. Then. Sitting there like, can you? And the men are like three pumps.
They are.
Done. And then they back to sleep.
But that
I was like, this
is
king of the jungle, my house. My ass.
Anyway, that taught me about sex. I was like, what is this that they're doing? So, anyway.
Nothing worse than dogs having sex.
Or cats.
I've never seen a cat have sex.
Penises have little.
Yes, you told me that many times. That's why I would never let Blue subject her to a cactus
them
penis.
Them cats be hot and horny, though. Them girl cats, until they
Blue
get
Blue is hot and horny. My mom was like, why is her butt always in the air when I pet her? I think it's a sexual thing. I don't think I should pet her.
No,
I was like,
you haven't seen a cat in heat. Their vagina goes inside out, child. Oh, that was a dog. My sister's dog was in heat, and that vagina
what are we
flipped
talking about
inside
right?
out.
That's your vagina.
No, it's not.
That's what I imagined. When you're in heat. It's just
That's
like,
everybody's
it's
vagina.
It's like the, what is that flower? The
yeah,
Venus
baby.
Fly trap.
Mm-hmm. Opened up.
Oh, why my gosh. Should we? I'm not going to say what happened, what we were talking about at Amanda's. What you drew a picture of.
Oh, that's another conversation.
That's another conversation at another time. We also.
But that's interesting. I think that was revelatory. Yeah, I don't know how to say blindsided, but I will hit a revelatory.
Yeah, that side blinded me. I'll be honest. I was like, wait, how big is everybody else's? That's my problem. Anyway, moving on, moving right along.
So
Shanti has politics as usual, y'all. I'm hyped.
You know, my politics is just to make fun of politicians, but I don't know if this is an old clip or not, but Joe Biden,
the State of the Union, he struggled on that. He was like, he kept talking that he was like, well.
He was like, and we as a country. And yeah. Well, we'll make it through.
He gave up. He gave up in the middle.
I said, this nigga falling up
the
stairs.
Black comedian, though, that does those things where
he said, what in the stuttering, stammering State of the Union was that?
Joe, why did he give up like that?
Because Joe's on the edge.
Joe
got to
read. No, he's got to read. He's not off the dome. He's not off the dome politician.
We need to say a prayer for Joe.
That man is senile. Shout out to
Joe. He's falling up the stairs.
Money back. I couldn't he stop watching
He can't complete his sentences. He did a three. Like, what? What happened? Where's his wife at, number two?
She's a teacher.
She's like, I got to grade these kids.
She says she's still teaching. Imagine being in her class. I'd be stressed the fuck out. I'd be like, oh my God.
Joe, you was strong, Joe.
Say a prayer for Joe.
Joe, you was strong. Joe, you was smart. The words come to you with ease and coherency. Let the grace and melodic drone of Barack Obama come into you and lead you in your speeches and leadership of this country. We need you, Joe. Don't go. Don't go. Ashe.
Namaste. Hey, baby.
Another thing.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
What did you say about Barack? That was really, I liked how you said
the drone. Melodic drone. That nigga be putting.
What does that mean? Melodic drone.
The way that Barack Obama used to speak was not the most. He would just.
He had rhythm to
keep
him.
You listening. You're like, what are you going to say? Oh. You would just be following him like.
Oh, shit. Ooh, that came next.
What? Oh. I believe that. I'm telling you, he had you on the edge of your seat, though. You were like, what? Like, this kind of boring, but I'm still listening to you. I'm still here because it's kind of a bop.
Unwell.
The Suez Channel.
Canal, bitch. Did you just say channel? That says canal.
It's a channel, though.
Oh, all right.
Or maybe it's a canal. It's a canal and a channel. It's a man-made canal that connects Europe to Asia. It's a shortcut so niggas don't got to go around some fucking piece of land. It's JoJo's hamster. JoJo's hamster be going off on that little wheelie.
Who's gonna hamster feed that hamster when you leave?
They eat just a little bit. That lasts them forever.
Wow. Anyway, finish about the channel slash
You know one
canal.
Of the hamsters died?
Does she know?
Yeah. It was quite an event. I'll share it another time. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, actually. JoJo left the gate open. The motherfucker had his Shawshank Redemption moment and escaped that cage and went into her closet. I came one night, I heard like some scurrying, and I was like, oh, I know where he is. So the hamster was smart enough to find, because she keeps the hamster food on the floor. I opened that hamster bag. That fat hamster was lined up against the bag, and I picked it up. And these hamsters have huge balls, right? And I looked down and I didn't see the balls. So I thought it was a mouse. So I let go of the hamster and it ran.
Let go or you threw it.
I dropped it. And it went into the bedroom and I went looking after it. I couldn't find it anywhere. She got her rug replaced and the old rug was rolled up high and pushed against the wall. I said, Joe, all right, he's in that closet. We got to go get him. So we cleared out the entire closet, and we picked up that big-ass rug, sat it against the wall. It was leaned against the wall. We just couldn't find the hamster. And I was like, all right, Joe, let's unroll this rug. That hamster was smashed. When we just took it out just in that moment and put it against the wall, it was crawled up in the raw. In the rug and the pressure of the rug being pushed
you
against the wall.
Suffocated him to death?
Child, JoJo was shocked and appalled and cried. But I was like, if you don't move that wrong, that thing said, just flat. Anyway, I'm so sorry.
That poor baby.
That's it.
When did that happen?
A couple weeks ago. But anyway, we got one more hamster. He's like, I ain't making that mistake, child.
Shout out to PETA.
Anyway, this canal was blocked for days.
Back on a canal job. All right, come on.
Days. And it just showed us how this whole economy, This whole world is just holding on
by what?
A string. So this canal is what carries all of the import-export between the east and the west parts of the world, between Europe and the west and all parts of Asia, Africa. Your petroleum, your livestock, your iPads, your everything.
Oh, not the Vaseline.
Fucking weaves. We were just China.
They had a bundle. I mean,
that shit was fucking blocked.
Why was it with what?
It's a small canal, right? So I don't know the width of it, but the ships are getting bigger. That canal was created in like 1829 or something, and the ships are getting bigger. So somehow, evidently, it didn't go straight, and the ship went to the side
and blocked it.
And blocked it. And so it was stuck under with earth, like muddy earth. So they was trying to dredge this big-ass ship out. Meanwhile, $10.6 billion were just like
held also argue that the canal has shifted because of global warming. Girl, and all of the earth is
scientists
shifting.
And economic analysts.
See that?
Social activists.
See? The continent shifted and made that shit a little skinnier. $5 on it. I ain't even had to go to school for that. I knew.
Anyway, what's next to show us that we're just hanging on by a string, child? It has
that hamster, that last hamster.
That last, it has since been cleared. It was unblocked today, but
praise Jah.
The way this world is set up, we're just surprised how raggedy everything is. Like, y'all niggas couldn't see this happening? Like, really? We just living risky, huh?
No, and we're not worried about that. We're worried about hotels on the moon. People don't have health care, but we got hotels coming on the moon.
Who got a hotel on the moon?
They trying to make a hotel. A space shuttle hotel first, and then the hotel on the moon.
That's for all the white people, because then the world is about to end, and they're creating their way to get out, all the rich people.
Beyonce, it's going to be like Jay-Z, the Titanic. I'm going to be like, I have a child! Let me on the moon!
Like, damn, how do you take JoJo? Not very funny, but also involving children. At least 20 states have introduced new bills that would prohibit gender-affirming medical care for youth under the age of 18 to access. So Arkansas and I think Tennessee have actually passed these bills. It would make it a felony. To provide transition-related medical treatments such as puberty blockers, hormones, to transgender minors. So apparently, Biden made an executive order saying that there is no gender discrimination allowed, restricting that, introduced the bill restricting the rights of transgender athletes. Or rather, excuse me, he created a law preventing discrimination against gender, right? But it wasn't clear enough, so all of these states are finding loopholes to be like, that wasn't clear enough. He did not say explicitly that it can't be in X, sports. Y, it can't be in medical, you know, thing. I can't understand what the fuck it said then if it's not... Like, what did it actually say verbatim, if they can find all of these loopholes in it? But anyway, so transgender children are not allowed to play in some athletic sports.
It sounds like they're not allowed to transition.
They're not allowed to transition until they're 18 years old.
Yeah, because a lot of people feel like, oh, the kids don't know what they really want. It's a fad. Da, 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 da.
This is affecting families that are... in their here and now of their child trying to transition or already expressedly expressing themselves as, you know, the gender that they feel most, that they identify with. I want to give a shout out to Parenting is Political, Jasmine and her partner, Mo, just in Arkansas where they live, and they have a transgender daughter. The bill has been passed, which means that their daughter can not even begin to think about
hormone therapy or anything.
Yeah, hormone therapy or anything. And so this is these have been passed in these states. There might be more. I think Tennessee as well.
Oh, there's going to be more coming.
But it's also being introduced in 20 other states. So there's North Dakota, Montana, Mississippi, Arizona, Connecticut, Iowa, Georgia, Hawaii, Kentucky, Missouri, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Texas, and I think, again, I think Tennessee and
Arkansas. The only surprise there is Hawaii. The rest is like, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
So, you know, again, these, I think it gets all really confusing for people because, especially as folks that are Christian and identify as Christian and really want to uphold these holy ideals that Christianity tries to uphold, they are kind of torn, or they end up thinking like we have to politically, you know, act, because if not, the whole fucking world's going to hell in a handbag.
Which is oppressive.
Which is oppressive, and it's not, it's really short-sighted, and like you actually don't apply those same, it's hypocritical. You don't apply those same ideals to any other part of the way America shows up and treats folks. And like, I don't know. I really hope that what's happening is that these new ways of being and these new, we always talk about it, these new possibilities of existing are actually, that these examples of these bills being passed are folks really just trying to hold on tight to these old ways because they can see the shit is crumbling. They can see that it's not founded on anything beyond these false narratives of what morality is or what fucking, I actually, femininity or masculinity are. I just can't understand how you hold those ideals but don't apply or look through that lens through every other part of the way America and this world operates. Mm. I just don't get it. And if you are a Christian person and you're uncomfortable by this, why? Like, why?
Because,
or rather, I don't know. I don't think there's a, I don't want to knock people for feeling uncomfortable, because that's a real thing, especially when there's new things that you don't quite understand come to you, like discomfort.
But it doesn't have to make sense to you.
Yeah, but
it doesn't have to make sense to you.
I just don't, like, nobody's getting
killed.
Why do
you have to police other?
Yeah,
right.
Nobody's getting killed. These are, I don't get that. I don't get it. But I mean, I think there's a lot of folks that are organizing, especially if you're in those areas that I mentioned, try to figure out who's organizing politically to, you know, try to stop these bills from being passed. Again, you guys can follow at Parenting is Political to kind of see their journey. And if you're in Arkansas, to directly contact them in ways in which you can organize. But, child. That just leads into Lil Nas X.
I love him. He's getting so much flack. And I just love him.
He don't give a fuck.
He don't give. I think he cares deeply. Yeah. I actually think he cares deeply. And I think people are missing the mark on what. I actually didn't even watch the whole video. I ain't have a chance. I was looking up other stuff. But apparently. He is in this video that I need to finish. People are just flabbergasted because he gives the devil a lap dance. He's like on a pole, and it's like he could possibly go up to the sky, which I'm sure signifies heaven, but then he drops down on the pole to what we would think is hell. And there he's his like full self, and he's giving the lap dance to the devil. Now, he also said, he tweeted like, I don't give a fuck what you people think. My entire life, when I was trying to be me, everybody has told me that I'm going to go to hell, I'm going to be this, I'm satanic, I'm all these things. Well, fine, I'll be that. So really what he's doing, in my opinion, is like, and it's not the same thing, but like how people look down on people being ghetto, and then you have the clothing that's like, ghetto until fashionable, bitch. Like, fuck you, I'm going to do me anyway. I'm going to be me. And it's more, I don't think he's saying like, he's praising the devil. Like, people are taking it so literally, and it's frustrating. What he's saying is, this is how you see me, but I'm going to be me anyway. Because I'm really not, in my opinion, like, he don't hurt anybody. Like, he's seemingly such a sweet young man. And, like, I don't know. I get the sneaker thing, Nike suing, because Nike's saying that they didn't have anything to do with that sneaker. And so whatever company released this sneaker, they're like, that they're suing because that's their branding.
Oh.
And that's their, what is it?
Yeah, their design.
Their design, right. It's a play on the Nike
Air Max.
Air Max 97s. But the thing is...
oh, I didn't know that. I thought that was Nike. That
code they're saying that no, it's not.
Ah, you know, fuck, Nike's like, oh, shit. So how Nike, we get involved Nike's with pissed. Satan and black queer people?
Well, I don't even know if it's a queer Satan, thing, because they've been very progressive in their trans...
No, I'm just joking.
But I'm just saying, like, they have been, but I think that their issue is not the message. I think their issue is you're stealing our branding, and this, according to them, who knows if it's true, who knows whatever. And he's been quiet on that, I think, but...
Because that is... I thought that was Nike, baby.
Yeah, I was shocked. Like, there's, like, a drop of blood in the shoe, and it's, like, red. It's him showing resistance. It's not him worshiping the devil. Like,
but what if he is?
Right. Then don't buy the shoe.
Like the fact... what if he is?
Like, yeah. But I also don't think he is. That's not what he's saying. Like, he's an artist. That's not what he's saying. It's just ridiculous. I like this kid.
I like the song, for real.
I ain't even really listened to the song. I haven't thought... But, like, I like this kid. I think that he's... smart. I think that he's pushing envelopes, and I think that he has something to say. And if we would just listen instead of being so scared about what some, you know, like, I was shocked that people in our group was like, oh, it's a no for me. That's satanic worshiping. I was just like, y'all are.
But the acts or the expressions or the manifestations of satanic work are seen, if you believe in that shit,
in
right?
White people. No. I saw that shit.
I wasn't going to say
that. Well, I'm saying that. I saw that shit in people storming the Capitol.
That's what I'm saying.
And like, that's what I see it in.
Everyday activities of your motherfucking self as well.
Right.
And it's just everywhere in our society. So why are you that simple and attached to, again, we got to go back to this binary of, like, Satan is a real motherfucking thing, this real being that's, like, I don't know, strategizing and has amazing marketing strategies to get his message out there.
People.
And then there's God that's, they're, like, warring with each other and they're, like.
Listen, people really believe that. We should knock it.
Even if you do believe that, like, what's in the middle of that? You in your own life
people
don't even live.
People fighting demons. And we know what we know what people fight. Listen, people fight demons, child. It's a lot of people fighting demons. And it was a post that said, if you fight demons.
Just say you a little gay.
Just say you a little gay. It's all right.
Stop
like,
saying
just,
you fighting demons. Like, just say you
all
a little
these
gay.
Negroes saying they fighting demons. You're not fighting demons. You're a little gay, and it's cool. We probably like you better if you were just all the way gay. Just stop it.
It's never that simple. It's not even interesting.
No.
It's just not even fucking interesting. It's just not even a complete rational thing. You and your own life are far more varied and interesting than just being a
Satan
worshiper.
Well, no, it's okay to be varied in other ways. It's okay if you love God, if you love Christ, and you're fucking... outside of marriage, but it's like, I'm working on myself, you know, I do this thing, you know, I do this, but I still love God, and God forgives me for all sins, so, like, we here, because I'm saved. But if you're gay, if you're trans,
if you worship the devil,
that's a little,
if you rock on devil sneakers,
I feel like if you worship the devil, then you probably don't believe in Jesus.
You want to know
but
what
that
else?
Would be an interesting person.
You want to know what else you use every single day that's a weapon and a tool of the devil? Petroleum, bitch.
What the fuck?
Put an oil in your house. Stop buying, riding around with your cars.
Shanti.
Oil has spilled and causes more bloodshed.
I knew where you were going, but it's just like...
Than any other thing in this... Like, if you want to talk about a tool of the devil, fuck those sneakers. Have a fucking fit about oil and how it... And the natural resources of this global world. Because the devil's all up in that motherfucker.
I love you so much. She said, you want to stop? I thought she was going to say, cursing this, that, some sort of sin. She said oil.
Stop using oil. Because it's attached to
right, if you really love
so
God, go out in the woods and live like Jesus.
We're going to lose so many followers.
No, we're not. Because you know what? It's a lot. Or maybe we will. But it's a lot of... And there's also a lot of Christians and Catholics and folks that, like, that don't feel this way. They love Jesus and they also love their gay friends. And they also... There's a lot of Christians that don't believe in hell. There's a lot of people that love Jesus and don't even believe hell is a thing. What's her name? Candace Bimbo? Bimbo? Child, I wish I knew. The girl who wrote...
Bowden.
Child, is that her name?
Bowden.
She's nice, too. Bow down to her. She actually is nice to me. But she wrote a nice little, you know, she always writes some
shit. In response to Lil Nas?
In response to Christianity, in response to, like, the response to Lil Nas. Because even, like, Satan was trending on Twitter. Like, that's ridiculous.
Satan.
It's just ridiculous.
Kanye is having a fucking fit right now. Kanye's like...
Meanwhile.
Y'all niggas gonna wear these sneakers, but you're not gonna buy my shit?
Meanwhile.
I'm a fashion icon.
Meanwhile, Jesus would frown upon Kanye's billionaire self. So,
Jesus
whatever.
Would that. Jesus would be rocking at his fucking Sundays. What are you talking about?
He'd be like, this is a fucking bop. Say less. Hair swinging.
Hair swinging.
Shit.
Joke's on you. Jesus is
would
white.
Have, I think. Could you imagine? Or he's just black with the ill blowout. Like,
no. Rasheed said that. Like, what if you had a near-death experience and Jesus came to you and he was blind? He's like, he I don't white. Know what to say. Like, he just looked like... You come back and be like, damn, no, he really is white. He really got long locks and blue... eyes and a nice ass fucking goatee.
Jesus goatee. Jesus got the ill.
That beard looked good on Jesus, baby.
Say less.
Like
sis.
He shaved. I don't want to see
he
Jesus
like
without
Captain
his beard.
Listen, no, me neither. Because baby, he looked like Captain America when Captain America came through with the beard. I said, oh shit, save me. Don't play with me, Jesus. Jesus. Yo, Jesus.
I'm open for your love.
Yeah. Yo!
Oh, hey, Seuss!
Yo, white tee.
White robe.
Chancletas. That's so dumb. Oh, we're going to hell
love,
if there is
I love
one.
Myself. I
us
love
and
God.
Little Lazak. Shout out that we would be entertained in hell, though. Sweating, but entertained. Anyway, what's next? Oh, my God. This upsets me so much. And I was talking to Shanti about this. She asked me a question in the car. And she was like, we never really, like, talked about this. How do you feel about Drake? And I got so...
No, she went like this. I said, how do you feel about Drake? She's like, I don't care. Like, he right. He just, like, do light-skinned shit. Like... He got these dumbass tattoos on his fucking neck. Have you seen these niggas fucking tattoos on his back? And then people try to compare him to Jay-Z. Like, she went from like, I don't really think about him to like, I was like, wow, that's common level hate that
yo,
you have. Like, you actually.
I don't hate Drake. I don't hate Drake. But
Drake!
That's how I did. Feel. I'm definitely so Drake! I'm just like,
oh my God.
Oh no, what happened? These comparisons of Drake to Jay-Z make me hate Drake. So it's not my fault. I actually don't mind. I went to a Drake concert. It was cute. It was cool. But you are not, this like versus Drake versus Jay-Z is the most wildly disrespectful yeah. shit. Yeah. And even Shanti was at first like, well, who else would go? Like, but I was like, no, bitch, I got a whole playlist. Let me play it for you.
We you drove, should share the link to your
I will. We drove from fucking all the way from West Philly to the Northeast in Torresdale kind of area, and it was not one song that wasn't a hit coming from Hovey Hove. Drake could never. Drake doesn't have.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to stop. This is a Patreon video. I'm serious. But Drake doesn't have the arsenal. He doesn't have the range that Hove has. What Hove we talking about? Like, there were levels to Hove.
No, he was selling crack and fucking bitches to.
But he was also schooling you how on how to do it right. It was a smooth drug deal. Yeah. Then it was like, oh, I'm flossy with my shit because now I own some shit. Pouring I'm big pimping, but I'm still pouring champagne on bitches. But I'm still chilling. Yeah. Then it was, you know what? I'm going to do the same shit, but I'm going to wear a suit and do it. I'm going to put you on to, you know, I'm going to tell you why I'm Hove, and I'm going to put you on to some business shit.
Yeah.
Okay, then it was Hov and Kanye, I'm going to have fun
and
be silly. Then it was, oh, you know what? I'm going to go back to my American gangster shit.
Oh.
Then it was, oh, I'm going to apologize to Beyonce. Well, first I'm going to be in love. Then I'm going to apologize to Beyonce. And now I'm on some, like, black people, we got to do better. Drake could never.
Drake, because he's from fucking Canada.
He got them dumbass tattoos on him. Them fucking that owl. He has tattoos.
He does have really weird tattoos.
And the placement is the most random fucking placement. He is a serial killer, in my opinion. I'm just like, why do you have Sade, then the owl, then some random people with your uncle in them?
Jewish aunt.
Jesus might be up there somewhere. And it's just like a bunch of shit. And I think my thing is like, men that I know, got a lot of male friends, they call people out on corny shit. Drake never gets called out on his corny shit.
It's not that corny, though.
Drake be getting fucking, he does the most light-skinned shit, and we know it.
But he still somehow doesn't make it that corny.
It's just, it just blows my mind to me. He's coming out with his little fucking candles. He has this fucking kid that's like, that kid is like the He's like a Cabbage Patch doll looking kid. No, shout out to the kid. Like, but
he is the Octoroon.
The mom is just like the mom. Like you. No diss to porn stars, but like shout out to her. And then you had Rihanna. You fumbled that bag somehow. Then you went and like got her back somehow. You fumbled her again.
Did he? Wasn't
then
you he got with a, Serena?
You fumbled Serena. Then you got like you get hearts in the front of your fucking hairline. Girl. It just. If any other guy tried to Drake, it would be...
Well, that's his power then. That's his power. Nobody can Drake like Drake.
I got it. But you're not going to compare Drake to Jay-Z, to Sean Carter.
Bam, bum, 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 bum.
You're just not.
Bum, bum, bum,
bum. I'm a...
Bum, 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 bum. Let your mind, let your conscience free. You now
rolling with the thugs in the ROC. Seagull, Seagull in the house, still here, never left. Anyway. So I feel really strongly about that. I think that we should do a Jay-Z appreciation video. And shout out to my sister because she knows about that playlist too. Because we listened to that shit from New York to Philly when we drove down here last time and it was lit.
Jay-Z's one of the greatest rappers of all time. Jay-Z. And Biggie helped pave the way, so we need to find out who shot Biggie Smalls.
Agreed. We want to shout, speaking of Biggie Smalls, we want to shout out our two new patrons. One goes by the name of Biggie.
This is a flow. This motherfucking episode just flowed in.
Did you see that? Did you see that? That is Jesus. And we're going to get into Jesus too. Because I have not, it is not lost on me. The Easter.
Oh my God.
I'm not sure. Is this coming weekend, Sunday?
Wow.
I think I saw that.
What happened on Easter, Antoinette?
Wait, it was one more patron. It's Chanel. Shout out.
Is it Chanel?
Charnel. Shout out to Charnel. Oh, we did have somebody writing. I forgot. Oh, Miss Hertz. Let's get to Miss Hertz. Listen.
Girl, you that was a really nice. That says Miss Hunts.
You out here. Shit. Miss Hunt, I want to write her first though and make sure it's cool.
Okay.
That we talk about it.
Consent, baby.
Consent is a thing.
Girl, I was ready to just put her on blast.
What happened on Easter? Easter. All right.
What's the significance? Why are people hype about Easter?
This is the most, my mom tells me this is the holiest time of the year. And the reason being is because it showed, like, Jesus being born and shit, like, yeah, that was cool. But, like, when Jesus died, this is when Jesus died. But Easter, he died before Easter, right? So I know he was carrying the cross for mad long, and they put him up there. They took him down, and they put him in, like, the cave joint. Mm-hmm. And then one of the Marys, not his mom, I don't think it was his mom, somebody came, and they were like, oh.
Mary Magdalene.
Was that who it was?
I think
that's so. The only other Mary I know. But one of the Mary, was she a prostitute?
Mary Magdalene was out here tricking.
Wow.
Rubbing his, but she was like, I fucking love you. You ain't got to pay me. I love you.
No, so they, so the big deal about Easter was that they put him in the cave, and I remember seeing it in CCD, and it was like the big slab stone, and they put him in there, and then they came back, and Bull was gone, and so he rose. He teleported up.
But some, they saw him.
Wait, what?
They saw him.
Who's they?
They witnessed Jesus rise from the dead.
No, they didn't see him go up. He just wasn't in the cave no more. They didn't watch him rise.
Oh, I thought they saw the spirit of him.
I don't think
then
why so.
How didn't they think he just got the tomb robbed? Somebody just took his body. What made
nobody robbed the tomb.
If they could move it to see that he wasn't in there, then somebody else could have
moved
it.
Whoa! What if this is a whole hoax? Somebody just robbed the body.
I really think that somebody saw him.
Google it.
No.
I don't think so.
Yo,
I don't remember.
Did somebody see Jesus ghost? Jesus zombie.
Say, did somebody see Jesus rise?
Jesus risen from the dead. What happened? Resurrection Jesus. Jesus got fucking levels to him. We're talking about resurrection Jesus.
But the resurrection is the holiest time.
The resurrection of Jesus is the... Oh, wait, hold on.
Did that say or Anastasia?
Anastasis. That's a scientific name for starting his...
Firstborn from the dead. As the first.
Yeah, see, he appeared to niggas. They knew.
Where does it say that?
It says...
This is Wikipedia, too. Anybody can write this.
You can all the Christians would make sure... No, they saw him. He appeared to his disciples. Wait.
No.
Yeah, no, then he went to heaven. He was like, I saw you guys. Proof. I am a God.
I am a God. Oh, they watched him rise? I thought they just came back and the body was gone. I don't think that's true.
What do you mean that's not true, Antoinette? Jewish. Greco-Roman. Hold on. Greco-Roman. Did they see Jesus?
Yeah, type that in. That's not right.
Who saw?
Who saw Jesus rise?
Who's right all there?
Who all over there?
Paul did. I knew it.
Peter.
Oh. Apostle Peter saw it. Paul gives a list of people to whom the risen Jesus appeared. Yeah, no, they saw him. He was like,
these witnesses to the resurrection.
He's like, I'm dead, guys. Shh, I'm dead. I'm gotta go, though.
Be right back.
BRB. I'll BRB. She gonna get crazy when I come back. But Antoinette, no, you're missing some shit. You're missing some shit.
Well,
they had the Last Supper, right?
That's not Easter. Easter is when he rose.
But then there's a day when he died, which is...
Lent has something to do... Lent, you got to go through Lent 40-some days. So maybe the Last Supper to when he rose is that time, I think. Because I used to have to give up...
But it's a significant day when meat. He dies.
Easter.
No, that's when he rose.
Right.
There's another day that when he died.
What day is that? As someone that has textured and curly hair... I'm so excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly, coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving your curls and your shine. So listen, y'all, check it. Clairol's Textures and Tones is quick and easy to use. It comes in 12 upgraded texture-loving shades. It gives you brilliant color and moisture with zero ammonia, and it makes you feel proud to be able to transform yourself and your hair, saving you time and money, because we all know time is money, child. And did I mention the new formula is pumped with argan and olive oil? They really outdid themselves, y'all, because Clairol's mission is simple: to keep every woman feeling beautiful and confident, and to help her live colorfully through accessible, easy-to-use products. Remember, it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it's so me.
All right, everyone, listen up, because this is an important message. Remember in 2018 when Border Patrol separated refugee children from their parents, deported the parents back to their home countries, and then kept the kids in the United States? Well, believe it or not, 6 years later, there are hundreds of families who have still not yet been reunited. Although we as a community may feel hopeless at times, I recently learned about an organization called El Otro Lado. This organization works to reunify families. They provide holistic legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the U.S., Tijuana, through a multidisciplinary, client-centered, harm reduction-based practice. Since 2018, they've reunified over 100 refugee families ripped apart by Trump's zero-tolerance policy. Once reunified, El Otro Lado helps each family to find legal representation, housing, and counseling that they need in order to heal and get back on their feet. Imagine having your child ripped from your arms and never knowing when you'll see them again. We can't let family separations go on. If you're like me and believe that all families belong together, then join me in supporting El Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to El Otro Lado in the description of this episode, or go to gum.fm/charity. That's gum.fm/charity, and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website, elotrolado.org/volunteer. elotrolado.org/volunteer.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't know.
What day did Jesus die?
The day Jesus.
We got the nerve to be talking about.
I don't know. I'm like, bitches, you can't tell me nothing about be criticizing us. You don't even know nothing.
We're not criticizing the religion.
Ass,
we're
atheist ass, going to hell ass.
We're criticizing the how judgmental folks can be. Why are you doing this?
I don't know how to Google well.
All right, we're done. If y'all know what day Jesus died, let us know. If anybody wants to come on and give us some Jesus stories, I would love to hear them. I'm open.
I'm by no way in any way against Jesus. Jesus Christ. Me I think either. His teachings are powerful. Child. I think if his teachings were truly followed in the ways in which they were intended, this world would be a different place.
Agreed.
Jesus did not come here to play or to be played with. So, shout out to
Jesus.
Yeah,
he died. What? April 3rd, AD 33. Cause of
How
death.
I know that, girl?
Crucifixion.
They know that.
You parents, know. That's shady as shit. They ain't even list Joseph as
Where his was
parent.
Joseph at? Where'd Joseph go? That's a good question.
Yeah, what happened to Joseph after Jesus? Yeah, Joseph just did he dip out? Like, he just disappeared after
he
the birth.
He found out that she had a baby when it wasn't on him. He was like, you ain't even let me pop yet, and you got this old baby.
All right, well, shout out to Jesus and Joseph and Mary. But this is a holy day, so happy Easter to everybody. And I can't wait to see the fashions. That hamster is stressing me. Let's take a break. I just hear it. All right. We're going to go.
We'll be right back. Boo.
Hey, y'all. Antoinette here. And I am inviting you Hey y'all, Antoinette here, and I am inviting you to take a bite out of summer with HelloFresh. From chef-curated seasonal recipes to their very new Fresh and Fit summer menu, HelloFresh brings flavor right to your door. And if you're looking to eat well this summer, HelloFresh's menu features calorie-smart and protein-smart lunch and dinner options. HelloFresh makes it easy to reach your food goals with flavor recipes that will definitely leave you feeling satisfied. Also, HelloFresh gets that you want options when it comes to what to make for dinner, not just the same old tired thing all the time. That's why they offer 40 recipes to choose from. Did you get that? 40 recipes to choose from every single week. So you'll never get bored and you can always find something new to try and love. Listen, it's peak time for summer produce, and HelloFresh makes sure you get all of the best picks all season long. Their ingredients travel from the farm to your door in less than 7 days for quality you can taste. I recently made the Gouda Vibes Burger with tomato, onion, jam, and potato wedges, and I must say, this was one of the best burgers I have ever had. It was absolutely delicious. All of the ingredients were fresh, they were quality, and they were bursting with flavor. So what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/ATWCurls50 and use code ATWCurls50 for 50% off plus free shipping. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/ATWCurls50 and use code ATWCurls50 for 50% off plus free shipping.
And so we are back, and the topic today that I thought would be really interesting, I was scrolling on Instagram, and I follow this brilliant woman. Her name is Tanya. Her Instagram is at Tanya, TANYADF. So she's an activist, mother, all-around dope-ass human being, and I caught her. She recently had surgery, and she has, I think she has 4 children ranging from the ages of like
18 to 5
or something like that. And so she was talking about how she was feeling a bit frustrated with the expectations that are put on her as a mother. And she was just off that shit and just explaining why she was off that shit. And I thought she just had such a beautiful and sound argument to share that really kind of shook me up and made me rethink my models of motherhood and how I was raised. And although Antoinette doesn't have a child, I think it's super important when we're thinking about how to break these generational curses or how to dive deeper into our own understandings of what love isn't, you know, in all aspects of our relationships, your relationship with your mother now, your relationship with your partners, and your future children. So I'm going to share with you guys her clip in which she's just kind of going off, and she's going off, but she's talking that shit right there. And, I love her for it. And so after she kind of shares her thesis, I will go ahead and dive into the topic. But really, it's just about how we teach our children to love us and the demand for reciprocity in motherhood.
But being very clear about the fact that we have an expectation that we are to be cared for as well. That's healthy. I don't think there's anything wrong. Chase is 5, and I still tell him about the ways in which I expect to be loved. And for him, as a, right now, cisgendered boy, if he grows up to be a cisgendered man, he needs to understand what that looks like. A lot of us as mothers, particularly mothers of sons, particularly mothers of those who identify with masculinity, we often talk about the ways in which the males in our life fall short. But have we given any real thought to how we, in a very sort of direct and intentional way, have started to break that cycle in our own homes, in our parenting journey. We got to be clear and intentional with our children around what our expectations are for the ways in which we are to be cared for.
Basically, she's saying that she's rejecting this self-sacrificing, oppressive model of motherhood that congratulates you as a woman to be able to cook, clean, work, give your kids and provide for your kids everything that they need, take care of the house and the home, and you do it all on your back in the name of love for your children. Mm-hmm. Versus creating a model and demanding for them from the jump that reciprocity is actually the wheels that keep love turning, and not just you taking, and learning that the model of love is I'm loved, or I feel loved, or I'm a loving person when I give. Mm-hmm. And I value somebody, and they're warranted if they give me something. Mm-hmm. And she argues that this also fuels our addiction to capitalism, because as mothers, you think, I have to give my kid these things. Kids are often placated and expecting shit, useless shit, as like a way for them to feel loved. And it's like, you can't get your kids these things, you're not necessarily a loving or competent mom. And I see it in myself. I see it in my girlfriends. That last part wasn't necessarily a part of how I was raised, but because my parents didn't give me shit to the other side of it. But then she talks about the power dynamics that are involved in it, right? Like, as a parent, you're teaching and reinforcing these gender mm-hmm. norms. You know, you don't ask your sons to clean and cook for you. I think that's something that's more required of girls. You don't ask your girls to help fix shit or to, you know, protect or like show up in a particular kind of way that you would expect from your sons.
Yeah, she was talking about what she needs. So the backstory is that she got surgery and she was recovering, and her kids came to come see her, and they were running amok. They were tearing shit up. And she's got older kids. She's got very young kids. And so she stopped them and was like, "What are you here for? Like, what are you here for?" And they're like, "What? What are you here for?" "Oh, to see you." And she's like, "What's the priority right now?" And it took them a second, but then they came up with your healing. She said, "Exactly. Are you prioritizing that?" And I thought that was so interesting, because most often the kids are just the priority, period. And we don't expect kids to have that kind of thoughtfulness about them. But she was starting her kids off younger and saying, "Okay, so how can you prioritize me in this moment?" Which is like, most people would think, terrible mom, like she's so selfish, she's so this, she's so that. I hate saying it in actuality now, because I say that on the fucking...
In actuality.
Yeah. But in reality, basically, you're actually teaching your child how to be a well-rounded...
Loving,
caring, emotionally intelligent person. And so even like she said, you know, one of the things that when she feels most love is often when people clean. Like she needs a clean space. And so she asked them to like clean up their stuff, and they're cleaning. And she noticed that the boys were in the room like hanging out. And she was like, "Are you like, what? Let's unpack this." Then two of the other kids were arguing, and she's like, "Okay, is there a way for you to get this done, like, so that it doesn't affect me?" Not like, what happened? You two didn't get into the bottom of it. How can you two figure this out without while still prioritizing my healing, prioritizing me as mom, which is interesting because I didn't grow up with a mom like that. But I grew up with a dad like that in some ways, where my dad made it very clear what he needed. When he came home, he needed to be left alone. He would say, like, I work a very long day. It's stressful. When I come home, what I want is for you to greet me, say hello, because that's respectful. And then I'm going to go upstairs and decompress. And that's what I need. What I want is for certain things to be ready for me by the time I get home. I will say, though, it's a slippery slope, because then she goes into, but you don't want your kids to feel like love is transactional. And so with my household, both of my parents made it very clear, like, you need to help. You need to this. Like, you need to contribute to this house. Like, you need to support us. This is a house, and it's only going to run if we all do our part, right? Now, it wasn't necessarily explained to us in a way where it was like, the house is going to run because you're going to do your part. It was explained to us because I fucking said so, and you're going to earn your keep.
So this power dynamic is
abused.
It was
a power dynamic. Yeah. And then it was also, if you don't do it, then you don't love me. Mm-hmm. You don't respect me. Mm-hmm. You're showing me that by not doing XYZ. So I learned at a young age, in order to show love, I need to do things for people. And it was interesting because I thought about when I came over here to look at the houses, right? And, you know, we came in at the same time. Jolie was upstairs. You had all this laundry. I'm immediately like, give me a bag, come upstairs. And I'm like, oh, she's busy. She's doing this for me. How do I show her I appreciate her? I'm gonna fold the clothes. I'm gonna help JoJo get ready. And it's not a transactional thing, but I noticed of like, how can I show her? How can I show her that I love her? How can I show her? Show her instead of just loving you.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
So what?
And I probably would have done the same thing, but it would have come from. It would have come with different intention of just let me love her, not let me show her that I love her so that she knows and that she feels appreciated and she doesn't resent me.
Mm.
Instead of just like, this is something I want to do for my friend. Duh. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like there's this unstable and unsettled and nervous part that goes with let me show her instead of let me just do it. And I know that I learned that. Especially from my parents.
So how do we break that curse?
You know? I ain't got no kids.
Well, I think it's something to consider, and I think it has affected how you want to be loved. So like, we model for our kids how love works.
Mm-hmm.
I find with JoJo, I'm constantly wrestling with that power dynamic. Because me and Joe, like, that's my homie. And, like, she'll relate to me like that's my home. Like, we're homies. And then when stuff needs to get done, she want to play like she's my homie. And then I have to, like, rear up in an angry way.
Do you?
No, I can rear up. Like, I can.
No, do you have to, though?
No, I don't. I don't. But, like, there's an imbalance somehow.
I saw you shift, though, here with her. When you first got home, it was, why didn't you do, like, and Jolie, you need to do da 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 da. And then you came back to her and you were like, okay, you don't need to do that. This is, and then you started to explain to her why. You don't want to go on the train like this. You want to make sure it's going to be cold outside. And you started to explain the why so that she has, giving her the tools to be able to understand what
I hope so. See, I don't.
But your first instinct is rear up.
Yeah, and I was taught at a young age, which I take great pride in because it helped me to become super independent. And I don't know if that kicked me in my ass at the end, but like, clean the bath. Your responsibility is clean the bathroom. Mm-hmm. You have to go. Me and my sister, I think my sister was maybe 12, and I was however young, 9, 8, and they would send us to go do the grocery shopping. So we'd be running around buying groceries for the house, and that shit amped me up. I loved it. But, you know, and then I become a single mom, or I become like an older woman, and I'm like fiercely independent to the point of like, I don't expect reciprocity, you know? It's like, especially for women, it's like, you know, you're going to learn how to show up. You're going to learn how to help. You're going to learn how to emotionally sense when somebody needs help, and you're going to take charge no matter how you're feeling.
Right. No matter, that's the thing, no matter how you're feeling, if you're tired, if you're sad, if you're this,
if all you don't of understand that. What's going on, you know, I do that to JoJo. I will tell her what to do. Maybe I didn't at that point, but I often will tell her, this is what the fuck gotta happen. I don't give, you don't need, you can't comprehend why. You can't comprehend why without really taking the time and the patience to like tap in, because parenting becomes this, it can just be this dominant power thing, and you're never like tapping into their little hearts and their intellect, because that's how they're learning everything. They have no comparison.
And as she made a good point too, where she said, you got to realize that kids are so ignorant.
They're kids.
And they're not doing shit to frustrate you.
No, they're
doing
seven.
Shit because it depends on the age. They're doing shit to get attention, or they're doing shit to when you get 11, 12, 13, you're testing authority to figure out who the fuck you are.
Yeah.
Like there's all these different things there. But I'll say for you, one of the best things that I see you do with Jolie, that I wish my mom could have done with me, but she self-sacrificed so much, and it makes me so sad. She made herself so small, and it turned into anger when she blew the fuck up on us, and we couldn't understand.
And you ain't deserve that.
No, and it was, it felt abusive at times, but it was now as a woman. But it's so much, I understand, it's so much lost time because it took me so long to understand why she was so angry and what she was dealing with. You explained to Joe, like, this is how I feel. And so Jolie can relate to you. And I don't think it's, and that's a slippery slope too, because sometimes some kids don't need to know everything.
I know.
And it's really,
my mom put her shit all on me.
It's pick your heart, exactly. Because my mom put all her shit on my sister. Mm-hmm. So it's all about the balance and understanding what kids are all different to, what different kids need. Now, my dumbass, I needed somebody to say, because I fucking said so, because I was hard-headed. I was very hard-headed. So I did need that.
I don't know.
No, I'm telling you. Some of it was about protection. Like, you go ahead and climb that roof and fall the fuck off and die. Like, that was the type of dumb shit I used to do. Like, I was just like, just a daredevil, always hurting myself kind of kid. But I don't know.
You're rather risk-averse these days.
With money, I risk it all for other things.
Risk it all for the dick. Just kidding.
Like, let's dive in. That's not even true. No, that's not even true. But I think it's really good that you do that with her, and I think that you guys, that Jolie is so emotionally intelligent. She can feel the energy in a room, and she can think like. I will never forget babysitting her for maybe three times I have, and her looking up at me and being like, it's okay, you're doing good. And because she could feel that I wanted her to have such a good time, and I was like invested, and like it was gonna mean a lot to me. I wanted, and I was like, I made the food. Something. I put something in the food that she didn't really like, and I saw her pushing it to the side. And I was like, you don't like that? I'm so sorry. And I got defeated and, like, deflated a little bit. Like, fuck, I tried to. And she just, with her little hand, and this is years ago, it's okay. You're doing good. And I was like, holy shit. Like, she can tell. She can sense me being nervous. And that's from you.
I hope so. I'm really trying because I want her to be, most importantly, I want her to be equipped so that she can ask for what she wants.
But also that she can, right, she can ask for what she wants, and she...
I can see now that she knows what other people want, that she knows how to like, ooh,
yeah.
You know, she's not demanding in that kind of way.
But you don't want her to drink the salt water.
No, I want her,
ask for the lemonade.
Ask for the lemonade. This shit don't taste right to me. Why you give this to me and not to her? Right. Why he'd you get the sweet one, I get the salty one. Like, yeah. You know, but to all the moms out there, especially to single moms who are deal with guilt and your capacity and your bandwidth is only so large and you are angry and you do have resentment and you're tired and you want the best for your baby and babies, like, ask for what you need. If you're fucking tired, find the pattern that's happening in your days and tell your kids, I'm tired at this time. We cannot do that. I need you to bring me a cup of tea so I can sit down on the couch.
That would be great. Do between you do that four with and Joe? Five.
No, but that's I need
gonna,
to start.
She's going
to
learn how to ask for what she needs by that seeing way, you do that.
Yeah. 4 o'clock, please go get, run me some, my bath water.
Bitch, listen, you go in that bed, you say, Jolie, and come pass me the remote and it'd be right on the dresser. That's the shit.
I've been doing that. I was like, Joe, just out of the Black Legacy. Jolie.
come close the window for me.
You for like, real rap. But especially around areas of fatigue and worry, like, listen, you have to. You're boys. Make dinner tonight for everybody and clean. And then your little brother's going to clean up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it would be super cool if you guys traded maybe like once a month. She tells you what she needs. You guys have like a day, mommy, daughter, like night, once a month.
Mm.
Or twice. It would be twice. One day for you and one day for her. Where you're that. Like, okay, what do you need today? We're pampering you today. Tell me what you what need. I'm not need. Just doing it. You got to tell me what
beyond
you want.
Shit, because I'm not getting you right. Roadblocks and fucking plastic book bags, miniature book bags. Like trying to engage and get that work, that transaction, not be
things.
Stuff. If that's what you find happening with your kid all the time, find something that can be exchanged between the two of you that has nothing to do with material, financial.
And understanding that one exchange could be, I want you to leave me alone for the rest of the night.
Niggas.
And she can say that to you. Mom, I want you to leave. And you we probably do. Be like, no problem.
And we do.
But like, you know, but she needs to verbalize it. And then you, on the other hand, say, okay, tonight I would like this. I would like this, this, and this. And then I want you to leave me. When 10 o'clock comes, I want you, I want
we
to go in my room.
We basically do
and
that.
Rest.
She goes, watch a show. I go watch my hood rat shows.
But the, I mean, if you make it a thing where she uses her words, it comes up out of her mouth, that would be really cool.
Yep. And I, for those that don't have children, just examining the ways that you've been taught love, you know, and like, what can you do? That's what I can do. What's something that you can do?
It's not my power. I'm fucked up.
No! No!
I just got to change the next generation.
No!
I don't know.
No, because you're going to, it's going to be, that's how you're going to love your kids.
If I have them, child. I'd be looking at Blue like, you can't love me if you're scratching my shit up. Like, I'd be stressed out.
Don't you love me, Blue?
Like, why are you so wildly disrespectful? You don't cook, you don't clean, you don't do anything. All you do is fucking eat shit. Yeah, I'd be mad as shit. I resent the shit out of Blue sometimes.
Anthony, you gotta come up with an answer.
Ciao. I'm the next. I don't know. I'm gonna tell you all raggedy ass what I need, bitch. I need you to edit.
Uh huh. And you have.
I need.
Been.
You know what? Yeah, and you and I have been.
Nigga, you have been. You have been.
All right. Well, then I need $20,000. That's transactional. True. Yeah. You know what I would like?
I have a gift for you. I know the internet has gifts that she likes. I have gifts for you.
Really?
Yeah, I know she said that's her love language.
It's
so
really,
I
don't think it is. I think my love language is really acts of service. And my love language is thoughtful shit. But you know what I really like tonight?
What?
I would like for you to walk me to the car since it's late. Me drive you back home, and then I come up, I double park and come upstairs to get my equipment so I'm not carrying it late.
All right. Look at that.
I don't want to do that.
You know how many niggas I would drop off at their house?
Girl.
And then I would come home, and I would have to park and walk back with my child?
Alone.
Alone? And then being in this house salty, like, what the fuck did I just do? Rather than saying, it's very, I don't find parking. It's late. Somebody was shot in the park 3 weeks ago.
That's not funny. Why would I laugh?
Because of crime. But like, crimes could. You're going to have to Uber home.
Uber home.
You're going to walk me to my house and you can Uber home.
Amen.
Bitch nigga.
You need to.
Who the fuck taught you how to love you, a goddamn?
Right. That's the thing. That's the thing. That's a thing.
I just had a revelation. Revelatory.
Listen, that's a fucking thing. Well, I guess you're going to be using your words.
Shaking, crying.
The way it's going to come out for you, you're like, I don't want to walk home by myself. You're just going to like lash out. You like, you just have these things. And people are like, okay, you want me to go? I'll do it. They're like, okay, yes, yes.
I'm working on that.
Anyway.
Anyway, shout out to Jesus. Shout out to...
Seriously, though, shout out to Jesus. Happy
Shout
Easter.
Out to Jesus. Shout out to the teachings of Jesus.
Jesus, this is probably in the Bible, in all honesty. And I'm sure it is.
How to love. How to love. That's all it is. How to love your neighbor. How to love your neighbor. And that ain't the neighbor that you just are comfortable with. The ones that make you the most uncomfortable. The ones that bring up the worst thoughts in your mind. The ones that make you think you're superior to them somehow. How do you love them? And I'm not saying be nice to them. How do you love them? If you ain't practicing that, your whole perspective is whack. Circle, full circle, Jay-Z.
I heard it.
Oh, my
but
God.
But I didn't think that we were talking about that. Love the people that you...
But was, that's what... it's little X. It's the...
Little
what,
Nas how they, X. Why you just rename that boy?
How they want to treat these transgender youth. Yeah. Them. Sugar. Mind your fucking business and just worry about how you loving
Mind
them.
Mind your fucking business.
And learn how to love them and show
up
for
them. And learn
how
to love
them.
Yourself. Really, the people that have a hard time loving other people have a hard time loving themselves.
Because when Jesus come back.
It's a wrap.
Y'all niggas.
Mostly for us.
Most people are going to be in Mars in their hotels. But mostly it's a wrap. Mostly for us.
Is Jesus universal, do you think?
Yeah,
is
like
that
what
in
happens
Bible, or is
we're
it just
in Mars
Earth?
And Jesus comes back. And
we're going to be looking down like how the Avengers be looking like, that shit crazy.
But if you were saved, you missed the fucking boat.
But also, they don't believe in...
Mars?
No, they don't believe in reincarnation. So like, if you die before Jesus comes back, then I guess the cutoff is like, if you were saved, you just go to heaven. But like, if Jesus comes back and you here, like, you ain't really get a chance to like... figure it all out yet.
Yeah, what if you were just born when Jesus comes back?
Right.
You can't even have the intellect for it.
Yeah, like, what if I was just born and I wasn't baptized yet? I asked that at CCD. I was like, what about babies?
What
when
is
they
this
weren't...
CCD? This
I don't know what
disease
it's called.
Control and
no,
Center
bitch,
of Disease
it's
Control?
No, bitch, CCD is a Catholic. It was a Tuesday night Catholic school.
She said Tuesday night.
It was Tuesday nights. And we walked past the Andorra Shopping Center. From Green Country Court to go.
Shout out to y'all. You know who you are.
Me and my
Spread
sister.
Spread the gospel, not the hate.
My ministry. All right, well, I'm officially exhausted.
This is Anointed, and we won't be back next week. So.
Oh, yeah. We might. I might pull it off. We're going to see. We're going to see how I feel, but we might not be. But I really.
You deserve a break, sis.
I do deserve a break, so we're not going to be. But we have the Oprah show, Oprah Rose show, booked the week that we come back, the week after next week, which will be nice. You'll have fun there. But I really want to bring one. I found three black
real estate people. All right.
So I got an email. And so we need to talk. And one person is a financial advisor as well.
Girl.
One of the guys has a podcast already. So shout out to him. It's going to be easy. So I'm excited about that. So if you ladies and gentlemen and non-gender conforming folks are looking for more information on home ownership, how to prepare for a home.
How to prepare for the coming of Christ financially.
There you go.
Because your little sinning ass kids need to be taken care of when you go up.
The kids don't even be sinning like the adults, but that's
a
whole other story.
These days.
So shout out to that. Things to look forward to. I think we actually answered some questions today. So this is a special podcast. Shout out to us. And shout out to us being together.
Oh, she hit my mic. Your head is so much smaller than mine. It's just amazing. But it's an
abnormally small head.
But my head is abnormally big.
Well, look at us together.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Opposites attract like magnets.
All right. We're delirious. All right, with that, we're out.
You have just heard an Around the Way Curls John. Follow them on Twitter at ATW Curls and Instagram at Around the Way Curls. We out early.
Very good.
I called you back just today. You hit me with a call to your place. Ain't been out in a while anyway. Was hoping I could catch you throwing smiles at my face. Romantic talking, you don't even have to try. You're cute enough to fuck with me tonight. Looking at the table, all I see is bleeding white. Baby, you living the life, but nigga, you ain't living right.
Hey y'all, Antoinette here, and I am inviting you. Hey y'all, Antoinette here, and I am inviting you to take a bite out of summer with HelloFresh. From chef-curated seasonal recipes to their very new Fresh and Fit summer menu, HelloFresh brings flavor right to your door. And if you're looking to eat well this summer, HelloFresh's menu features calorie-smart and protein-smart lunch and dinner options. HelloFresh makes it easy to reach your food goals with flavor recipes that will definitely leave you feeling satisfied. Also, HelloFresh gets that you want options when it comes to what to make for dinner, not just the same old tired thing all the time. That's why they offer 40 recipes to choose from. Did you get that? 40 recipes to choose from every single week. So you'll never get bored and you can always find something new to try and love. Listen, it's peak time for summer produce, and HelloFresh makes sure you get all of the best picks all season long. Their ingredients travel from the farm to your door in less than 7 days for a quality you can taste. I recently made the Gouda Vibes Burger with tomato, onion, jam, and potato wedges, and I must say, this was one of the best burgers I have ever had. It was absolutely delicious. All of the ingredients were fresh, they were quality, and they were bursting with flavor. So what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/ATWCurls50 and use code ATWCurls50 for 50% off plus free shipping. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/ATWCurls50 and use code ATWCurls50 for 50% off plus free shipping.